Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. We made history today, whether you know it or not. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but maybe it's a good thing, actually. Tell me a bit more about it. It's Stephen Breen, who's the Irish Sun crime editor, and he joins us on the line. Stephen, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, now. All good?
Good. Now, you know, you had written an article the other day in relation to a bust in the K District, and, you know, they had got a bit of a haul of 100,000, which I'm sure didn't make some of the criminals very happy. But little did you know, a few days later, we would make history. So, I mean, I'm looking at this, 2.2 tons of cocaine. So where was it heading? How did they get it? And who tipped them off?
Well, this is something that you'd probably see in a film. And at this point, you get to see Ireland playing a key role in the fight against, you know, very murderous drug cartels from Colombia, as the Assistant Commissioner John Kenny said today. And the nature and the focus of the investigation, you know, started with the Drugs and Organized Crime Bureau working with their partners in relation to global drugs gangs who were supplying drugs, and namely cocaine, to the European drugs market, because that was the focus for the Colombian drug cartels. And you see here now where you have this huge ship, this huge bulk container traveling all the way from South America to Europe. But obviously, because of the sheer scale of the drugs involved, it wasn't just for the Irish market, but the Gardaí confirmed today it was initially. Part of it would be for the Irish market, but also for the UK and indeed the European drugs market. But this operation started last week, and the operation involved multiple agencies, including, you know, the DEA. I think it's important to note as well that the Gardaí also have a presence in South America with a liaison officer there who will be, you know, working closely with the authorities there. And the concern was that this huge bulk container was packed with cocaine, as transpired to be true, and was heading to Ireland. And that's why a major operation was initiated last week and indeed over the weekend.
I mean, the ship itself, the Panama-owned MV Machu is what it's called. And I'm not too sure how these things work. I'm assuming the Garda, or the Coast Guard, with the Garda Síochána Síochána in tangent, go out there and, you know, basically just board the ship. Now, I heard today from somebody, but I know how true it is, that they dumped it all into the sea. Was that true? Did they dump a lot of this into the sea?
Well, they didn't clearly dump the drugs that were found on the MV Matthew, but obviously there was a trawler as well, and the suspicion here was that the fishing trawler, which was only purchased in Cork last week, was due to be part of this criminal enterprise, where the fishing trawler would travel out to meet the MV Matthew and take drugs from that, and then it was due to go on to Devon in the UK. So I think it's hard to quantify if drugs were thrown, you know, from the trawler. Obviously, two men were rescued from that trawler when it hit a sandbank. But the majority of the drugs and the huge seizure, 2.2 tons of cocaine, were found on the ship, which was seized by the Gardaí following the Irish Army Ranger Wing boarding that ship.
I mean, they're also saying they're trying to predict how the actions of, you know, a number of crime gangs. Now, they haven't mentioned, obviously, who's involved yet. They don't want to do that or try and predict who's involved. But how that would impact on us. I don't know. I'm assuming there's a lot of unhappy crime bosses today, because that is some, I mean, just to let people know again, this in the history of the state, this is the biggest drugs haul we have ever had.
Yeah, obviously there will be a lot of criminal gangs who will be very unhappy that the seizure has been made. I think it's important to note that the guards don't believe it was just one criminal organization that was responsible for arranging this drug shipment. What transpired is that the guards and their partners would be satisfied that there were a number of organised criminal groupings, not just in Ireland, but also in the UK and indeed across Europe, working very directly and closely with the Colombian drug cartels, who were intent on supplying this huge product, you know, to European shores. So it shows you that there would have been a lot of criminals involved. They would have had to put up money as well to finance this drug enterprise. And we're looking at a drug cartel now out of pocket of 157 million. So, you know, someone may be held accountable. Questions will be asked.
It's a lot of money, isn't it? 157 million euro. And not only that, well done to the Army Ranger Wing, because they weren't kind of given in too easy, I believe, that they had to fire a few warning shots over the bow. That was escalated then, and obviously they had to compel the vessel to follow the instructions of the ship's captain. They had to throw the ropes across and get onto it. So well done to the Army Ranger Wing as well, because this is a serious tactical manoeuvre.
I think they played a key role in this, where obviously the Irish Army Ranger Wing have been trained to deal with these types of scenarios. They've undergone a lot of training overseas as well, but they've never had to do an initiative or an operation of this nature where it's very live, and there is a real threat to their personnel. And you have the weather conditions as well, which weren't very favourable, but you have the Army Ranger Wing going onto that ship, you know, using their training, abseiling onto it, securing that ship within a matter of minutes, and by doing so, taking control of the ship, bringing it back to port, and ultimately facilitating for the customs officials and the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau to go on that ship and make this discovery of the huge drugs and cash there. So it just shows how there was a multi-agency approach and they were all working together, and to show that they have the capacity to take on these huge criminal networks and what their intent on bringing drugs into Europe.
I mean, the other thing as well is the captain of the ship, when he was brought into hospital, I believe, he had $100,000 in cash in his bag. Now, I don't know whether it was his pay for doing the job, but it's understood that a nurse kind of discovered that in his bag when he was brought to hospital. But the other thing as well is that this would have been, you know, obviously a Colombian drug smuggling route. Does that mean that when we get a big haul like this, that these individuals in Colombia reconsider how they're going to get drugs into Europe? I mean, do they turn around and say, well, okay, let's not use Ireland again? I mean, does it help us in that respect?
Well, it does. I mean, it's going to, by uncovering this particular route that the drugs gang were using in terms of the bulk container coming into Ireland, that smuggling route has now been dismantled. So they will now have to look at other avenues and other ways to get the drugs into Europe, because the European market is massive for the Colombian drug cartels. That's where they make their profits, at that and America as well. So now, because of the exposure here, because of the endeavours and the efforts of all the various law enforcement agencies in this enterprise, it means they'll have to look elsewhere and try and uncover new ways and new routes. Like, we also saw the bale of cocaine that washed up in Donegal. Recently there were cocaine was found on the Welsh beach as well. So they're constantly trying to look at new avenues and new ways of smuggling drugs into Europe. But on this occasion, you know, that particular effort and that route that they were using has now been dismantled.
I mean, it just goes to show you, when we work together, I suppose, the Defence Forces, the Garda Síochána Conn, the Naval Service and the whole lot. And I know the Taoiseach himself commended them all on working together, and how well, and the Army Ranger Wing, sorry, and how well they work together. I mean, when they all work together like that, they can do incredible things, you know. I mean, it's something we should be very proud of in relation to the security we have, you know, in the ocean in this country.
It's, and they should be very proud, but I think it shows that of an investigation of this magnitude, due to the sheer scale of the drugs that were uncovered, where you have here, it's essential that there is a multi-agency approach to this, an approach where, you know, the agents of the state and various entities work very closely together. They share intelligence. They're involved in real-time initiatives here. They have their negotiations with the Colombian authorities. They have their man on the ground in South America as well. They have direct links with the DEA as well. So it shows the benefits of working together. And it's a very important, I think, for law enforcement, because you do have criminal gangs working together as well to, you know, to arrange a shipment of this size. But it's also important for law enforcement to work together, because it shows it does work, and it shows that Ireland isn't a soft touch, you know, when it comes to this type of activity.
As I said to you at the very start, I was only reading the other day that you'd written a piece in the Irish Sun about Operation Tara, and this was the latest find of significant seizures based in Finglas. So that kind of comes more or less nearly in the same weekend. I mean, it does mean, I mean, the more drugs we can keep off the street, the more lives we can save, obviously.
Well, absolutely. And when it comes to cocaine, I mean, you have the Gardaí on record in the past saying that cocaine, you know, is a major earner for the criminal gangs. But when the criminal gangs earn their profits from cocaine, the profits are used to fund other elements of serious crime, such as firearms, human trafficking, and other forms of criminal activity. So when you take the drugs off the streets, you know, they're losing their ability to make profit, and they're losing their ability to flex their muscles, you know, in different communities. And ultimately, if drugs are removed from the streets, lives will be saved, as was said today at the press conference.
Well, listen, it's a wonderful day, of course, for Ireland when it comes to security, and it just proves how well we can do and how good we can do to stop this kind of thing. And particularly it helps Europe as well, because as you said, much of these drugs weren't destined for Ireland at all. They were probably destined for the UK or other parts of Europe. So I think we've done everybody a favour with this massive haul. To remind people again, it was 157 million quid worth of drugs, the biggest haul in the history of the state. 2.2 tons of cocaine. It's actually quite unimaginable, actually. It's quite a large amount of any substance, don't mind cocaine. But Stephen, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us and filling us in and giving us all the information on that. And I thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.